Reality TV, a genre of entertainment that seemingly gives the common day folk a chance to be on the big screen. Whether it's a mom and pop shop owner getting yelled at by Gordon Ramsay,
don't fuck with me.
A drunk guy getting tackled on cops, strangers hooking up on Love Island, or a 600-pound person on the verge of death requiring paramedics to get them out of bed, there's really a reality show for just about anything you could think of. And now, depending on who you ask, they might just be obsessed with reality TV or don't watch it at all. Man, I've even watched my fair share of Impractical Jokers and Wipeout. I mean, there's definitely some more wholesome sides of reality TV that aren't so bad. Then again, it's been a long time since I've watched any of those shows, and nowadays, whenever I do hear about a big reality TV show, it's usually one of the messy ones like Love & Hip Hop, Love Island, or Bachelorette, and basically all the ones with strangers hooking up or couples fighting. Essentially just mindless drama. According to most stats you'll find online, women typically consume relationship-based reality TV shows, while men typically watch shows centered around competition or pranks and whatnot. Either way, all forms of media have a certain way of influencing us, some in better ways than others, and it's really nothing new, as there are a ton of articles and papers out there discussing the impact of reality TV in particular and what it does to the human psyche. Reality TV is defined as television programs about ordinary people who are filmed in real situations rather than actors. But funny enough, most surveys show that viewers believe the majority of what they watch is scripted to some degree. But of course, there are a good chunk of people watching that might get pretty immersed, if you will. And look, I've watched my fair share of mind-numbing entertainment over the years, from TV, movies, to the brain rot I stupidly find myself consuming on my phone. But I swear there are some shows that I'm convinced should never see a TV screen again. A perfect example, Krishan and Blueface, Crazy in Love. Now, I've personally never watched an episode because my brain can't handle that type of fuckery. But I can assure you, it's an overall net negative on society. I remember a time when these two kept popping up on my IG feed, and I'm thinking,
what did I get myself into?
Only to notice a network by the name of Zeus picked them up to film a reality show, releasing not one, but two seasons, which blows my mind, but clearly there's an audience for this nonsense. Then I thought, who the hell is behind Zeus, profiting off this type of content, and what else are they behind? So today, we're diving into one of the latest streaming services to hit the market in the past decade. It's been gaining some serious traction, building a solid audience, cashing in big time, but most importantly, slowly rotting the minds of its viewers. Lock in with me as we talk about Zeus Network, its background story, along with some good old gematria, helping us get a better idea of how it got so big and why Zeus pushes the type of content that it does. Born Lemuel Plummer on April 10th, 1986 in Detroit, Michigan, Lemuel, who also goes by Lemmy, which is what I'll be referring to him as throughout this video, was born into a religious broadcasting empire with his parents Glenn and Ruth Plummer, the creators of not one, but three national television networks, along with their five television stations spanning from Detroit to Louisiana. From a young age, Lemmy was drawn to television broadcasting with access to the behind-the-scenes workings of his parents' media empire. He quickly developed a strong understanding of the industry, helping with editing amongst other tasks.
Your family had a cluster of stations.
Yes, they did.
So what did you do back then?
I was editing. I was an editor.
Okay.
Lemmy naturally gravitated toward the world of entertainment, going on to earn a degree in entertainment business from Full Sail University in Tampa, Florida. At just 20 years old, he landed a job at BET Networks. There he worked on a couple of episodes of The Monique Show and an episode of the Family Cruise series, gaining valuable experience beyond the broadcasting style of his parents. Continuing to expand his resume, Lemmy primarily dabbled in the world of non-secular TV. By 2015, Lemmy's production company, L. Plummer Media, was seeing serious success. licensing their series to major TV networks, but it was his series Preachers which did so well that it became a franchise, starting with Preachers of LA, followed by spin-offs in Detroit and Atlanta. The show spotlighted the lives of prominent pastors, blending faith with drama, which quickly caught viewers' attention. However, the series sparked controversy for its portrayal of pastors living lavish, celebrity-like lifestyles.
You see my Bentley and you see my glory, but you don't know my story.
Leading to criticism that it was using faith to boost viewership while promoting excess rather than humility. But this didn't seem to matter to Lemmy, as he had sold his first successful series to Oxygen, a TV network owned by NBC. And at this point, he was getting ready to enter the world of secular television. Quote, I just really felt like I needed to do something that was just bigger. Like, selling shows was great and they gave us millions of dollars to produce these series, but they ultimately controlled everything. Plummer told The Afro Tech in 2022 regarding launching Zeus, quote, I just really want to launch my own network, and I just had this passion and desire to want to do it. Coming from a family that owns several television networks, Lemmy learned a valuable lesson about the power of media. Although he didn't want to create non-secular content, he understood that ownership was essential. On July 13, 2018, Zeus was founded by Lemuel Plummer, president and CEO, alongside social media personalities King Bach, Amanda Cerny, and D-Storm Power. Zeus is known as the first subscription-based, on-demand streaming service created by millennials for millennials. Zeus delivers exclusive original content, including both scripted and unscripted comedy, drama series, as well as other premium programming. Since the network's inception 6 years ago, they've managed to amass over 1 million paid subscribers, doing quite well for a newly established platform. But remember, Zeus's founder, Lemmy, is not new to the world of television. After great success with the reality series Jocelyn Cabaret, the Batty series, and more, the platform continued to generate tons of buzz with more and more people flocking to their app. They've even managed to sell some of their popular series to other networks like WeTV, which is owned by AMC, airing on actual television. Unlike his parents, Lemmy wanted to break away from non-secular television, and he really did. Looking at Zeus Network's top shows, it's all about wild language, over-the-top drama, hyper-sexualized portrayal of women, constant fighting, and playing into stereotypes of black culture. Since the network's success, Lemmy's already received his fair share of criticism, with Forbes releasing an article reading, Does Lemuel Plummer's Zeus Network represent everything that is wrong with how black people are portrayed on television? It touches on how the shows on the network display a distorted view of black culture, playing into the aggressive black man stereotype,
debating when I was standing over there whether I want to come in here and beat your ass,
while thriving off the overt sexualization of women, but black women in particular. Lemmy's even had to come to his network's defense, stating, we're not a ratchet network. They just tell real stories and we work with real talent, people who aren't afraid to be themselves.
Boy, if you don't get...
Regardless of what this man says, it's clear he's done a complete 360 from where he started in the world of television broadcasting. But let's be real. Mindless, drama-fueled content has always drawn a massive audience. Lemmy isn't the first to capitalize on this trend, and he certainly won't be the last. But it is interesting to think that he comes from a family that is known for preaching the word of God, yet he profits from content that often contradicts those values.
I don't know you, mom.
But the more I thought about the network shows and what it pushes, I started to consider the co-founders' images and what they were all about as well. So we got Amanda Cerny, King Bach, and D-Storm. All three have been in the social media game for quite some time, and I'm sure you guys remember seeing a bunch of their content along the way. All three found major success on the now-defunct app Vine, which pushed users to get creative with its 6.5-second video limit. They crafted endless skits that helped them build massive followings, which they later transitioned to platforms like YouTube and Instagram. These three were like the TikTok stars of their era. even living together for months to create content for their pages, much like the modern TikTok clout houses we see today.
Young social media stars snapping up big real estate so they can physically be together to make videos 24/7.
Before TikTok influencers started churning out brain-numbing videos filled with robotic dance moves and thirst traps, there were creators like King Bach. He rose to fame by leveraging exploitative content, often playing into black stereotypes while using women as props to boost viewership and engagement.
Hey, meet my girl, Miss America.
Oh, that's what's up. Meet my girl, Miss Compton.
Yo, what up, cuz? Man, run that, man.
Baby, you like this hat?
I love that hat.
Give me the fucking money.
Some money.
She got the money.
Fuck you need her.
Baby, bring your ass.
I'm coming, baby. Fuck you. You my nigga, though. Fuck you.
This approach became his formula, and it's a tactic he still employs today, one that has been replicated by countless modern content creators. Amanda Cerny's shtick revolves around being the pretty girl who does ditzy comedy skits, often collaborating with King Bach on several of his viral videos. She has always felt comfortable leaning into her sexuality in her content, having previously worked as a Playboy cyber girl. Her modeling experience helped her gain internet fame before her success on Vine. So it's really no surprise she's behind a network like Zeus that promotes the type of content that it does. But then there's D Storm. Unlike King Bach and Amanda Cerny, he already had built a following on YouTube with his funny rap videos and comedy sketches, laying the groundwork for his success on Vine. D-Storm has managed to stay out of the negative press that has surrounded some of his peers, at least from what I've seen. While King Bach faced criticism for exploiting black culture, and Amanda Cerny got called out for being a greedy social media influencer, using her looks for fame, D-Storm continues to produce content without much controversy. He primarily leans into comedy, though he does have his fair share of content that presents women in a sexualized way, a tactic we know boosts viewership and engagement. It's all part of the formula. After all, sex sells, and that's nothing new. It's clear that all three co-founders have more in common than just their extensive experience in social media. They also have a keen understanding of the type of content that has driven their personal success. They've maximized this knowledge with the help of Lemmy, who brings his vast expertise in television broadcasting and production to elevate their ventures. Raised in a deeply religious Pentecostal home with parents who still run nationally aired religious broadcasts, Lemuel's upbringing seems worlds apart from the image of his network today. Even his biblical name, Lemuel, meaning devoted to God in Hebrew and found in the Old Testament, reflects that foundation. So it does raise some eyebrows that he would choose to name his network after Zeus, the god of gods in Greek mythology.
You done left all the way from the church network, yeah. And you done gone from Yahweh to Zeus, Yahweh to Zeus, Yahweh to Zeus.
So you can't help but wonder, why Zeus?
You know, knowing, you know, you're religious, you're Christian, you know, and your son owns a network called Zeus, you know, that's very secular. So
I went about reading through a bunch of articles written on Lemmy and watched the full Breakfast Club interview amongst others. But unfortunately, this wasn't a question that was asked, but I figured I'd offer up my speculations behind why he chose this name. I mean, for one, Zeus is the king of all gods, implying power, strength, and dominance. Lemmy himself states that his network has been making serious waves in the world of broadcasting, being one of the few black owners in an industry overwhelmingly run by white folks. So there's, of course, the notion that he plans to become the next biggest network in the modern era.
I had a production company, full-service production company, and I was selling shows to NBCU networks, Viacom networks, the BETs, the VH1s, the MTVs, the Oxygens, the Bravos. I had pilot series, all sorts of things. And it was nothing but white people. And I looked at our contracts because I had to negotiate these deals. And it just didn't feel fair.
But when you consider the lore behind Zeus and his erotic history, known for his list of mistresses and many children, Zeus had quite the name when it came to the ladies. Zeus, despite being the god of all gods, had one glaring weakness, his insatiable lust for women. This couldn't help but remind me of the type of network Lemmy currently runs. Just look at the shows and their cast. They're filled with social media influencers, primarily women, selling their image and likeness to thousands or even millions of followers. Lemmy acts as the catalyst, elevating these women to a more professional production level with their content. But let's be real, just because it's professional doesn't mean it's even remotely classy. Lemmy has even faced allegations that he's had his fair share of fun, if you will, with some of the cast members on the reality series, despite being a married man, much like Zeus was. Clearly, the once church boy has evolved into a playboy, if you will. And look, I know some of you might think what I'm saying is a stretch, but sometimes I think it's what's right in front of our faces that often gets overlooked. Now, when I think of the thunderbolt symbolism, we know that this ties to Zeus, as that was his weapon of choice. And when you think of a thunderbolt, you think of a shock. And hear me out here, but a lot of their content on Zeus revolves around that shock factor, right? That shock value factor that they carry to get people talking, regardless of morals. At least that's what comes to mind when I think about it, but I mean, you guys can tell me in the comments. On Lemmy's interview with The Breakfast Club, they asked him about his family's opinion on his network.
How do your parents feel about your network?
Oh man, that...
And he said that although he has the support of his family, with his brother being a close partner in Zeus, his father is certainly not a fan of the secular content he makes.
My mom is, you know, she's supportive. You know, she does, you know, my dad is totally against the Zeus network.
But what's more fascinating is who his parents have ties to and how this likely helps all of them navigate the world of broadcasting. Because as we know, Hollywood is a business that tends to have a lot of Jewish people in high-ranking positions. Well, lo and behold, Lemmy's father, Glenn Plummer, is actually a major advocate for Israel and has been for a while. Being a Pentecostalist Christian, it's practically second nature that you support Israel due to their beliefs that Israel's existence in itself is a part of God's prophetic plan and is trivial to the end times and the return of Jesus Christ. Glenn, a prominent member of the COGIC, one of the largest historically black churches in the United States, has played a big part working with Israelis to form an alliance between black Americans and the Jewish people, going as far as to establish the Fellowship of Israel and Black America back in 2007. Glenn's dedication reached new heights after several back and forth trips, culminating in 2019 when the Church of God in Christ General Assembly officially approved the establishment of a new jurisdiction in Israel. Bishop Glenn Plummer was appointed as the founding establishmentarian and the first bishop of Israel. In that same year, Glenn and his wife Ruth, who refers to herself as the First Lady of Israel's jurisdiction, both made Aliyah, which in Hebrew means immigration to Israel, in the Mezivaret Zion suburb. I'll be honest, this is just speculation, but you ever heard the saying, your network is your net worth? Well, we all know these boys don't play about their money, and their control on modern-day entertainment is undeniable, and with Lemmy's family being so tapped in with them, there's a reason the family is seeing much success. My reasoning for this is that, for one, the content Lemmy produces on Zeus is no different than what mainstream media has already fed us in the past with reality TV, just with more black representation, albeit in a poor light. But his family being Pentecostalist directly serves the Zionist agenda, as there is a mutual relationship between the groups, which they make very public. Ultimately, what I'm getting at is that if you stay out of these people's way and help to push them forward, if you will, whether it be bridging the gap between black and Jewish people or promoting the raunchy, mindless content that the mainstream media wants us to consume anyway, you'll likely get pretty far in the world of broadcasting. Now, on to the gematria. For those new to the channel, gematria is the practice of assigning a numerical value to a name, word, or phrase by reading it as a number by using an alphanumeric cipher. The letters of the alphabets involved have standard numerical values, but a word can yield several values based on the four prominent ciphers. Here's what I noticed looking into the network for this video, and I will say there wasn't a whole lot, but what I gathered is certainly worth sharing. Firstly, the streaming network Zeus, founded by Lemuel, happened 94 days after his 32nd birthday, Notice his first name, Lemuel, and the phrase streaming network have that 94 connection, which seemed to be quite fitting. In addition to that, the primary date numerology of its establishment, July 13, 2018, had 58 numerology, and his first and last name equate to 58 in the full reduction cipher. When it comes to the name Zeus Network, I noticed it had a numerical connection to words that, in my opinion, sum up most overall sentiment on the content it produces, and rather, what purpose it serves to society. Words such as degeneracy, foolishness, and distraction all perfectly match with the name Zeus Network. In the reverse reduction cipher, you can see Zeus Network aligns with the word reality TV, which it's most known for producing, although it does more than that, as well as other words like foolishness and distraction, with distraction being a reflection in this cipher. Although this video revolved primarily around Lemmy and Zeus Network, his parents were integral in his television success, and I mentioned how it just might have helped that his parents are big supporters of Israel. The word Zionist equates to 112 in the ordinal cipher. This is interesting as it wasn't until 112 years had passed when the Church of God and Christ General Assembly ratified the creation of the new jurisdiction in Israel and the appointment of Bishop Glenn Plummer as the establishmentarian and first bishop of Israel. With his father telling the Jerusalem Post, quote, "I have been a Christian Zionist for years." Lastly, this faith-established group that is Church of God in Christ equates to 98, like the name Israel and Plummer. And remember, Lemmy's parents literally live over there and advocate heavily for the Zionist. But anyways, y'all, that's all I got for you guys. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that for the boy. It's your boy Script, and I'm out of here. Peace, man.
Peace, man.
Peace, man.
Peace, man.
Peace.